When I saw some of our slaves carrying chests toward the palace, I was too excited to wait on the roof. I ran down the inside steps to wait in the courtyard. Berenice and Tryphaena were already there, of course. As princesses, we are the first in Alexandria to run our fingers through the sacks of spices, pinching small amounts to flick in the air like perfume. The courtyard was soon filled with the sweet aromas of cinnamon, myrrh, cassia, and frankincense. My sisters and I also are the first to unwrap the parcels of silk. This fabric is so delicate we can see through it, and when we throw a piece in the air, it floats down slowly. When we were younger, we used to run with it back and forth through the halls and around the columns, in and out, the silk flying from our outstretched hands like lovely colored flags. But now that Tryphaena is so much older, she sits on a stool while bowing servants bring everything to her. Today she unfolded the silks as if they were dirty bed linens, then tossed them aside, bored. Next, she pushed a chest with her foot until it tipped over. Out spilled an elegant array of bracelets and sashes, Persian slippers, mirrors, and ivory hair ornaments. Berenice and I glanced at each other. These things were much too beautiful to be thrown on the floor.
We're getting more insight into Cleopatra's different relationships with her sisters. Look back at the sentence, Berenice and I glanced at each other. We can see that Berenice and Cleopatra have the same opinion of their older sister. Tryphaena is spoiled, conceited, rude, and possibly dangerous. The glance between Cleopatra and Berenice shows that they are both aware that something bad could happen at any moment. This is called foreshadowing. The author is building a sense of suspense about what's going to happen next. Let's read on to see what it is. We're at the top of page 13.